You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Lisa T here, coming to you from Mermaid Waters on the Gold Coast. Good evening and happy lunchtime, wherever you may be. How is everybody feeling at this point in time is what I'd really like to know. We have this full moon energy that people have been coming to me and I'm going, how are you handling this? And to tell you the truth, I'm actually handling it quite well. And what I have been saying to people is really it's important to practice discernment. And discernment, and what does that mean to you, and to practice it. And what I say to people is imagine your energy or yourself, and we're going out 1.5 meters. We're going right out, and we're just this big, beautiful energy ball. And so our energy is rippling and vibrating out. It's like when you have water and you throw a rock into the water and you'll see that ripple effect. That's what this energy is about. And so we all come with our own innate, unique energy. And it's a source to be reckoned with, really. And so it can protect us, but it can also drag us down. And by that I mean, if we don't practice discernment and look after ourselves in our unique body, and protect our innate knowing, our energy, it goes out. But what it does, it actually can hook onto other people's energy. It can get involved, our mind, our unconscious mind, our money can get involved with other people. And so then you're taking on their stuff. You're taking on their energy, their thoughts, their patternings, everything that's going on. So what I do say is work out, okay, is this mine? Does this really need to affect me? Ask the questions. Am I feeling this because I'm owning this feeling, or am I feeling this because it's coming from a family member, the news, the next door neighbor? And really just stop, center, hand on our heart, and really ask the question. And if you can do that, you will find that you will be able to get through the humps and bumps and everything that go on within everyday life a lot better. So in other words, stay in your own lane. Don't get caught up with everybody else's problems, everybody else's energy. And I just thought I'd just bring that up and just touch on it today, and that can help you get on with your life, and rather than worrying about what is going on with other people and the world around you. And then just really, again, protecting your energy. You are, at the end of the day, responsible for yourself and how you feel. I have a caller coming through. It's Marissa. How are you going?
Hi, how are you?
Good. And you're in Minnesota. How exciting. I've heard of that name quite a lot, but I've never been there. Not that I've even been to America, actually. It's cold, is it?
Oh, wow. Yeah, very cold. You get up to like -50, 60 sometimes.
Oh, wow. I have to go and check it out one day. Excellent. Would you like a reading, a general reading, or is there a question that you might have, Marissa?
I'm already.
Well, I mean, a general reading would be nice, but I know that I've gone through a lot of loss, and currently my partner is in the active dying stage, and I'm just wondering if, like, you know, my, you know, the people that I've lost are around here. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how to move forward, and if
how to navigate this. And what a good question to ask. And when somebody is transitioning, not only are they fearful of what is going to happen to themselves, but when it's your loved one and you are nursing them and you are around them, you're going through the grief stage even before you lose them. And so with you, it's about, I know it is hard, and if you were listening before, about practicing the discernment, it's coming back to your own, but being there and listening to them. And if you want to talk death, that is okay, in the passing and what is going to happen. You might even notice that their loved ones in spirit, they might start to talk of them. They may start to talk of angels, because before you cross over, your loved ones in spirit, they do come down and make themselves known, so that you know that you aren't alone and that you are safe. So when you notice this, you might call it delirium. You might just think they're thinking it, but this is real. This actually happens. And so to know that they're going to be safe, they're going to be guided and protected. It's about making them as comfortable as you can be. I notice a lot when I do readings before someone passes, and it could be when they are gravely ill, they could have dementia, sorts of things where they're trapped in their body. You can read their soul like they've already passed over, because they're going up and they're around, so they're detaching themselves from the pain of the body. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, that makes sense. Yeah, I see like spirits and stuff around, but I'm just hoping that like the people that I've lost and his loss are here. And I really appreciate everything that you said, and that absolutely makes sense.
And they definitely are. They definitely are around. There is one particular strong lady that is around him. Is there anyone, I'm getting the word from the name Jean. Does Jean make any sense to you?
So I have, did you say Jean or Jane?
It sounds like Jean, but it could be Jane. When I'm talking to spirit, it's definitely Jean or Jane or Joan, something like that.
So my late fiance, his grandma who passed, that I took care of in the same way that he's passing, her name was Jean.
Well, there you go. So Jean will be around, because when I got the word, I had to give it to you, the name, just to show you too that there really is life after death, and they will come down. She's obviously coming down. She's thanking you. She's coming through today just to show you that neither of you will be alone, your partner or yourself, and that she will take him up very easily, gracefully, and softly. So this is going to be what I would call a smooth departure, because I got the words gracefully, easily, and softly. This must really touch your heart. You are the most graceful and caring person, so the energy that you're putting out there is being betrayed up into the heavens above, but also here on the earth. No,
well, thank you.
That's okay. know that there is so much love coming to you and for all the good that you do. And to go easy on yourself, because this is not easy. It takes a special person to remain as calm and nurse their loved ones. And Jean is so very grateful. And when we come into this world, we have our life's purpose, and it can change a little along the way. But know that you are definitely doing what you were born to do.
Oh. Someone told me that today. So that's crazy. You just said that. Someone said the same thing.
And you really are. And there is such a profession as a death doula, and they go along and they help people who are transitioning, ready to cross over, that they're terminally ill or in palliative care. And they actually help the families and the loved ones and the person that is readying to transition, and to make them comfortable and explain things to them. You would be very good at that. If you
Well, thank you. I'm actually going to look into that.
Yes, I feel that you should. If you'd like to look into it, I feel it is something that you were born to do. It takes a certain person, Marissa, and you are that certain loving person. And thank your heart and your soul for actually being in alignment. And you don't do this for the accolades. You do this for the love. You are highly intuitive. Please, please listen to the thoughts, the feelings, the smells, the words, the breadcrumbs, anything that comes your way. Because when Jean came in, she's coming in to really thank you with so, so much love and gratitude. And you're the special person that is put here to be able to withstand this pain and this grief. I must say, when your partner...
Oh, keep going. That's
okay. When your partner transitions, always speak to him. You know how I just spoke then of Jean? Just talk to him, go outside in the sun or just somewhere, light a candle and feel into him, because you're not alone. But just love yourself first and foremost. Go and treat yourself for some time out. Eat comforting food, play some beautiful music. Anything that suits yourself.
Okay, is this why I've gone through so much loss? Do you think this is like my fourth person that, you know, I'd be like my family member or my loved one, or like I have my like late fiance, so this is the second time my partner has passed. And they've like all died in my arms, and so it's like, is that my purpose? Is that why I've gone through so much loss?
This is your soul purpose. This is your life purpose. And I know it's been hard and you feel like you've given the raw end of the deal, but you're such a loving, caring person. And, you know, you can message me and I'm here if you want to ask more questions. I'd love to talk with you more. I do have to finish up shortly, but just send me a direct message and I can type some things in for you if you like.
Okay.